When Maria De Caro was 9, a sonogram showed she had a rare heart condition called anomalous left coronary artery. The congenital defect essentially means she had a heart attack in utero due to a lack of oxygen.
When I first learned that I had a heart condition, I was so scared and overwhelmed. But then the doctor started to explain to me that I was going to get through this, but they had told me that I'm not allowed to do sports anymore, or I'm not allowed to do certain things that other kids are allowed to do.
A lot of things were going through my head. What does this mean? What am I supposed to do?
De Caro told part of her story in a video at the luncheon. Since her diagnosis, she's had to take her dancing down a level. But De Caro is focused on what she can do, which includes pageantry.
I've used heart as my platform, and I've done so many things with it. I'm getting to promote my heart condition and doing something now that I still love to do.
She wants women to realize that not just older people can have heart trouble. But much of the message at the luncheon was aimed at reminding adults that heart disease is the number one killer of women. St. Joseph's cardiologist Dr. Uzma Iqbal says they can never do enough to raise awareness of the risk factors.
I call it a lifestyle disease. You know, the more risk factors you accumulate, high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, lack of exercise, smoking. The only thing is that women tend to ignore taking care of these risk factors, and so they had developed heart disease later in life, but it's at a point where they've not been taking care of those risk factors.
Iqbal says stress is another consideration.
Most women are caregivers in every stage in their life, and caregiving, as you know, is a big stressor. So whether it's your kids or your husband or your parents, women are responsible for taking care of people, and they sort of forget about their own health.
The doctor says stress management and relaxation are essential to allowing women to take care of themselves. Scott Willis, WAER News.